broadcasting from the Xfinity studio, only from Comcast, 7:02 on this Friday night. I think it's still raining. We think it is, so be careful out there. Tyler Zuli, Devon Givens with you, starting things off tonight with a possibility of a one-time amnesty again, joining the NBA in the offseason should they return. It would be interesting to see what teams would do, including the Philadelphia 76ers. I have to be honest with you. And we'll give you the audio from the Hoop Collective in just a second. But with everything that's going on with the quarantine and having us shut down because of the pandemic, and we've noticed that a lot of people have been doing, a lot of different things, or being able to still keep in contact with your family and your friends, even though you're unable to see them face to face. You're unable to give them a hug and shake their hand. Something simple, right? Cannot see kids and grandkids, all kinds of things that people have been going through as we try to get through this and this thing together. So I wanted to ask as a side topic, 610-632-0975, as we speak about the amnesty and what that would mean for the 76ers if it went with Horford, maybe even Harris. So on the phones, we got Harris. We'll see what you guys continue to say, but there have been a lot of Zoom calls, right? During this time, that's how you keep in touch with your loved ones, your friends, your family. That's how you do it. That's how you do it at work. Keep in contact. You have to have this one meeting a week, possibly, or one meeting a day with your coworkers, and everybody puts it together. They go with Zoom. But Zoom wasn't there for a lot of people before, right? So it's been a great invention. I knew about Zoom, never used it, but I knew about Zoom before all this happened, and it has taken off. During this time, it's become, dare I say, essential for many people to have Zoom and do what they need to do by reaching people. So with Zoom just crushing it right now, Tyler, how far do we want to go back with this in terms of inventions? We wanted to ask you guys the best inventions out there. The best inventions out there.
I think we have to keep it somewhat modern.
All right.
Because you could, in theory, be like, yeah, well, electricity, that's number one, right?
right.
You telephone. Think.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
telephone, but in a different way now.
So I think that we could, if we keep it somewhat modern, 25-ish years, 30 years.
Let's go 30 years. The last 30 years, best inventions, especially right now during this pandemic. 610-632-0975. That's what we want to ask you guys with your topic of the NBA and the amnesty of someone in Philadelphia sports. Who would it be if you had the opportunity to use a one-time amnesty to move on from somebody on your team? Whether it's the front office, you can go that far as well. 610-632-0975. And give us one thing that you feel has been essential as an event, as an invention during not just the pandemic, but just over the last 30 years. Because during the pandemic, Zoom has been amazing for a lot of people. I saw something on Twitter where they were like, man, we've been doing Zoom calls. I've been on Zoom for like 100 hours with this pandemic because of the pandemic. It's crazy. It's crazy. So I'll give mine first, and then we'll give Tyler an opportunity to give a one-time invention. And I'm going to go with this one. We've all done it. We're all still doing it. Streaming. The ability to stream television shows and movies that you had no idea you were able to do with Netflix and Hulu, Amazon Prime, Disney Plus, all of these different things that you're able to now do because of the streaming that allows us, especially during this time, to watch anything that we want, basically. Zoom is fantastic. I think streaming has been clutch for a lot of people. And I mean clutch. For a lot of people. So I'm going with streaming to start off, something that has really It was already a great thing. It's an even greater thing now, streaming, when it comes to the quarantine and being isolated with your family in your home. You can now stream anything you want. Even the movies that were supposed to be released in theaters, we are unable to do that. They are unable to release their movies in the theaters. They are sending it right to VOD. Right? You might have to pay a price, but look, you pay $20, right? Well, what was it going to be for you and your significant other if you went to the movies? If it was the kids, what was it going to be for you, your wife, your child, your second child, your niece, your nephew? $20? That's nothing compared to what you would have. And you already have the popcorn and the candy and the drinks. The bathroom is right there. You can pause it. The luxury of your own home. Streaming, that has been, for me, the biggest invention. And it is coming to the forefront right now for everyone during this time. So when you call in to talk about the amnesty, that's the side question that we have for you for fun right now. Before we get to the phones, oh, I see Brian's there as well. We get to be Elbow Shaferi. Tyler, if there was something that you had to point out, we mentioned over the 30 years, but I think a lot of people are going to focus on the 30 years, but also the inclusion of it now being stuck in their homes for 2 months. What would it be for you?
Yeah, I think that the streaming's probably the top one for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
The other one for me that I found that I've used way more, and I've always been a pretty big gamer, a lot of local stuff, right? Play the computer, play my brother, that kind of stuff. I think for me, the best invention is the ability to play these games online, do online gaming, right? So it's kind of like you're streaming, but for the video game's sake. That one's been huge for me. The other one that I found is big as well is online ordering, mobile ordering for food and things like that. Curbside pick, you order online, curbside pickup, they bring it right to your car, you go right to the window. You don't have to even remotely go into the store.
That's a great one.
You've seen me a couple times before we get to work. I'll bring some food in from different places.
Right.
I didn't have to go in the store. They just come right out to my car. It's great.
Great. That's a great one. So, look, I said streaming. The online gaming, online ordering of food for Tyler Zuli. What is yours? 610-632-0975. We'll play the audio. Matter of fact, before we get to Brian, Tyler, let's play the audio. Brian already knows it. He probably heard the same thing I heard. We cut it down a little bit for the purposes of putting it on the air here for our listeners. But let's let them hear, once again, the Hoop Collective, Brian Windhorst, Ramona Shelburne, Kurt Goldsberry, with the amnesty possibility, maybe, something that they might be talking about in NBA circles. Here is the audio.
There may need to be a new amnesty provision before next season. And what that is, they've done this twice before, and with the possibility that the salary cap and luxury tax line may fall because of the reduced revenues, they would allow a one-time thing where you could waive a player and he comes off of your books. You still actually got to pay the salary. In a lot of cases, the player's contracts are set up that if that happens, the salary gets paid over a number of years. But you could basically waive a player and get out of jail free card.
I think one way to look at it, Brian, is you look at teams that are in really bad tax situations.
There you go.
So, and the Philadelphia 76ers come to mind.
Right now, they have on their books for next season, because of Ben Simmons' extension kicking in, they are on the books for $147 million in payroll. These are their top salaries next year. Tobias Harris, $34 million. Al Horford, $27.5 million. Joel Embiid, $29.5 million. Ben Simmons, $29 million. We don't even really know that number yet, but that's what it's projected at right now. Josh Richardson, $10.8 million. Kirk, if that cap number comes down,
that's one big payment from the Sixers ownership to the NBA. So yeah, they're looking at Al Horford, I think, because Al Horford has not added a lot to his team, but represents a huge check, which they still have to pay, but brings them into that very punitive zone in the luxury tax.
And Horford is at about $77 million over the next 3 years. I don't think that fourth year is not fully guaranteed, so it's probably not quite that high, but it's in the neighborhood of $70 million for the next 3 years.
All right, so the Hoop Collective podcast, Brian Windhorst, Ramona Shelburne, and Kirk Goldsberry discussing not only the Philadelphia 76ers, but just the overall possibility of the amnesty in the NBA when and if they return, because of how things are unique and how the collective bargaining agreement has to be adjusted because of the lack of language in the framework of that agreement, the CBA, with something like this happening, the pandemic. So you just heard it. We were incorporating the Sixers, of course. You heard what they said about Horford. Someone brought up Harris. And we also allowed you to amnesty anybody in Philadelphia sports right now to help out your team. 610-632-0975 to go along with the side topic. Best inventions over the last 30 years. Zoom has been clutch for a lot of people. I said streaming, online gaming, and ordering of food for Tyler Zuli. What about you? 610-632-0975. Let's go to Brian in Plymouth Meeting, as promised, right here on the Fanatic. Hey, what's up?
Hey, D.
So let me explain real quick. I don't know if Tyler did. I've been said, the higher-ups, kind of tone it down a little bit when you get deep, deep, deep into the sound.
That's the only thing.
I
got you. It's just, you know, with the Sixers team, I'm so emotionally and financially invested, my blood pressure starts rising.
Yes. So you can take it down a little bit. Don't worry. I got you.
But it's funny. I've got a backlog of probably like 80 hours of NBA podcasts because I stopped listening to them when The Last Dance started because all these guys couldn't help but like talk about how they had basically seen the whole thing and the screener stuff. And it was like,
no, I got
you. Well, I have it.
Stop
talking about it.
Understood. But, yeah. So, well, you just heard that. You understand what I was talking about. You hear what they're saying. You are familiar with the CBA. You're familiar with the amnesty. What do you think about what they're saying?
I think that they, for whatever reason, the national media just wants this team broken up. I don't understand why. But I guess it's just because it's, you know, the movement, player movement in basketball has like become kind of a cottage industry in itself, and just the talking about the Sixers is interesting and gives them, you know, content. But yeah, we've got to just stand pat here. I mean, that Horford contract. Like, you're not going to get a better backup center. If you just amnesty Horford, you're not going to be able to get a backup center for the amount of money that you have left. He's still a quality player. And you go forward, and in the last year of that contract, it's either, like, partially guaranteed or whatever. So it becomes very tradable after next season. You know, you might... Like, let's just say, for example, Shake Milton is under a nice contract,
yeah,
and he proves that he is a capable NBA rotation player for basically the league minimum. You put him, Horford, and a first-round pick together, and you can go out and get a signing trade guy that wants to come here, or, you know, somebody else's problem who's mm-hmm. not quite a fit. Like, it's not like that's just a totally dead contract. It's just a total anchor. Like, it's not as big a problem as people make it out to be. Same with Harris. I mean, Harris, people, you know, he's getting paid a lot of money. I agree. But for the purposes of this roster construction, his salary doesn't matter. All that mattered was his cap hold last summer when we constructed the whole team.
Right.
And the core of this team is Simmons and Embiid, and we're going to go as far as those guys take us. And, you know, overpaying guys around them doesn't matter because we already have the stars who are underpaid, and they are underpaid. Well, like every NBA star is. I mean, LeBron has been chronically underpaid his whole career. He should be getting paid $100 million a year.
Yeah.
So when you have true superstar players with this max contract system, you're in good shape.
Nah, I hear you, man. All right, so let's just take it to the rest of the, just for radio's sake, of course. What would you do if you could with any of the other teams here locally if you're not doing anything with the Sixers?
I mean, Alshon Jeffrey is a no-brainer.
That's the one. Yeah, that's the one. And it's crazy because I'm wondering if it's going to be Horford or Alshon Jeffrey that wins this particular poll that Tyler put up there, Brian, on Twitter. Yeah, but Alshon Jeffrey with the contract and how much money they gave him, and they probably look at it now and say it's a mistake.
I could not believe the number when somebody said it the other day because, as I said, I don't follow the ins and outs of the NFL as much as I used to. I couldn't believe that his cap number is like 20 plus million for this year.
Yep.
That's crazy.
It's crazy, man. Listen, I know we threw this on you last minute. Any best invention last 30 years, especially with things going on right now with quarantine?
The original iPod, being able to carry around all your music in your pocket, was the greatest invention of
That's a great B. Thanks for the call, man. We'll talk to you
later. I'll try and check in tomorrow.
You got it. Thanks, man. Appreciate it. The original iPod.
Yeah, throwing it way back.
Remember when that first happened?
I still have a Touch, the iPod Touch.
Mm-hmm.
I still use it.
So I have this. So you know I have teenage daughters and my oldest daughter is now older. So when all of these things started coming out, no more Barbie dolls and dream Barbie houses and all of these things, they started wanting the electronics. So it's like, All right, how responsible are they? What do you do? When they brought out the shuffle where you could clip it, I was like, oh, okay. Now we can do these things and let them listen to their Big Time Rush and who else did we used to listen to? Like the Cheetah Girls and stuff that were on Disney. And even Hannah Montana, all of that stuff could go on the original iPod that Brian is talking about. And we were golden. It was all good. All good. And as you say that, when I'm doing certain things, like right now, you still know I go through my rehab. My podcast that I do download, because this podcast, and I don't like having my phone in my pocket listening to the Fanatic while I'm working out because you have shorts on and it's just darn near impossible. I use my daughter's old clip. I can download the podcast that I might want to listen to on that little clip iPod and do my work.
So you're a
I am.
You're a consumer of the podcast while you're working out.
Yeah.
Really?
Uh-huh.
See, I can't do what like the hour or 45 minutes or whatever I'm working out. I just need music.
You just need music.
Because the problem is, I don't know how you feel about it, but like when the podcasts start going on, if I'm listening to it, I want to start getting like involved. You know what I mean? Like I listen to, like if I'm off on a day, right, and you're on, right, and you and Pat are having a conversation and I want to get involved. I text you guys sometimes like, yo, what are you guys doing? You know what I mean? And I don't know if I could mentally keep focused if I was listening to a sports conversation.
Gotcha. Yeah. So, yeah, we still have that. And I was like, oh, okay, you have the next one and the next one and the newest phone. I'll take that. 610-632-0975. Yes. Yes, it's old. I still use it. I like it. It works for me. Sean and Punxsutawney. What's going on, Sean?
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Sean, how you doing?
Good, man. I'm actually originally from Philly, but I moved up here to the quiet and peaceful place for a bit.
Is it really quiet and peaceful up there? Yeah,
dude, yeah. There's like, you know, there's like nothing happening here at all, but it's kind of cool, you know.
That's not a bad thing.
No, right. It's real chill. But real quick, first off, I wanted to say what you were saying earlier about the streaming thing.
Yes.
That's awesome, man. You're totally right, because me and my buddy, he's in Florida. We work on music together. We're actually starting a podcast of our own. So all that technology is great for that. But what you were saying about just watching movies is how I felt in general about sports. Like when I was back in Philly, man, when I was younger, I went to Eagles and Phillies and Sixers games all the time when I could, you know, when me and my buddies had the money. I'm 44 years old now. As I got older, I felt the same way, and I feel the same way as what you were saying about the streaming thing. Like, dude, it's so much cheaper and easier to just chill at home, especially with HD now. Mm-hmm. It looks beautiful. The bathroom's right there. The food and the beer is cheaper, right? You can't go wrong.
Mm-mm. No, it's a great invention, the streaming.
Right?
It's a great invention. Great. Yeah. It is, man. And as you just pointed out, you and your buddy can do your thing with the podcast as you guys start there. By the way, good luck with the podcast. And,
Thank you.
All of that stuff, man. It's just easy. And listen, Sean, when I pointed out, if you want to take your kid to the movies because they want to see Scooby-Doo, right? Or Scooby, right. Pardon me. This is the new name, Scooby. And you want to see that?
Scoob.
All right, yeah, Scoob, right. $20 for everybody? Okay, right? Not a problem. Versus going to the movies when it's $70 plus the food and all that stuff.
And it's also like, listen, man, look, I love, there's nothing like a live sporting event. I still understand that. I still make time to go and do games here and there. But like, man, you're right. And I don't have, I'm not married. I don't have kids. But like, if you do, man, you're talking about a lot of money to go do something like that.
Yep. Absolutely.
No doubt.
Right. Absolutely.
And then
right.
Real quick, if I also can, I want to get you guys' opinion on this. I called up Mikey Miss yesterday.
Okay.
And he was disagreeing with me on this. You know, The Last Dance, the whole Michael Jordan thing.
Yep.
So I was thinking to myself, you know, and I heard somebody else say this, you know, about Scottie Pippen and Horace Grant. They're all upset about Michael, right?
Yeah.
Now, I heard someone else say this, and I kind of agreed with it. Mikey Miss kind of said to me, you know, no, that's not true because you got to be a team and stuff. And, you know, I'm thinking, you know, Michael Jordan, man, he was a killer, man, right? He was a killer. It's like he just wanted to win. That was it. And I'm thinking, like, is it that much different in sports as a regular job? Like, you know, you don't have to like the people you work with, right? Mm-hmm. It'd be nice to like everyone you work with, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you don't have to like everybody you work with. And I'm kind of thinking, like, you know, I don't know. I mean, I've never played, you know, professional sports, obviously. So I'm just getting, I want to get your guys' opinion. Do you think, like, I mean, because everybody now sounds like they're saying Michael was like a real difficult dude to deal with.
Yeah, well, it appears he was. And Sean, thanks for the call again. Good luck with
thanks,
the podcast.
Buddy.
Yeah, I appreciate it. It appears he was. And looking at everything that happened in this particular documentary, first of all, I've said it. I loved everything about it. Everything about it. I already knew who Michael Jordan was. Not many surprises there. Changed nothing for me. Scottie Pippen and Horace Grant were there. They know what happened. They may not like it, but it's what it is. They may not like it. Okay. I don't. What are you going to do? What are you going to do when it comes to those guys? So, listen, man. I mean, Sean, they just have to get over it at this point. Doesn't make that. I mean, look, Scotty looked bad, but I didn't think he looked that bad at the end of it. Because I thought he kind of redeemed himself with some of the things. Horace Grant, I mean, look, Horace Grant is going on all these interviews during The Last Dance. Then at the end, you're upset because it felt like the whole meal thing and Sam Smith part of it. B.J. Armstrong in the documentary, Jordan left it in there. If he was in charge, he left it in there where B.J. Armstrong said, there's no way Horace Grant was the only one talking to Sam Smith, if he was, and there was no way he was giving him all that information. All right, so Michael Jordan did leave that in there. I'm not saying Mike is right with everything, because he's not. I don't know. I mean, look, I just love the fact that we had something to watch. I did. 7 o'clock hour brought to you by Club Risqué, the Delaware Valley's premier gentlemen's club with 3 locations in Philly, Bristol, in Northeast Philadelphia. For more information, visit clubrisque.com. Will, Jeff, everybody else, we'll start with you when we get back. 610-632-0975. The amnesty. Who would you amnesty in Philadelphia sports if you had a one-time out with anyone? Who would it be? And our side topic, best inventions in the last 30 years, because some of the stuff has come up clutch during this quarantine because of the pandemic, starting off with the Zoom being a big hit for a lot of people. Tyler Zuli went with online gaming and food ordering, and I went with streaming of television, movies, all that stuff has been great. What do you guys have? 610-632-0975, Devon Givens. Tyler Zuli's producing here on The Fanatic.
Give me that phone. Devon Givens, 97.5, The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Seven, five, The Fanatic.
7:30 here on The Fanatic. 610-632-0975. Hope you all are having a good Friday. Be safe. Have a great weekend as well. But again, just be safe out there with everything going on. We know a lot of people are probably going to hit the beaches a little bit more and see what's going on out there with a lot of folks. So just be careful. Just please be careful out there. Enjoy yourselves. You know, I would like to stay in the house, but hey, it is what it is. But we understand a lot of cars out there. Ty, we used to talk about how we can just cruise in here. Not the case anymore.
Yeah, my commute's gone up by about 10 minutes over the last probably 2 weeks. So yeah. To get in here on like a no traffic day at all, it's about 30.
Yeah.
Now I'm up into like the 40 to 45 range. I'd expect it to get back into that closer to the hour and in the next month or so.
Yeah, you're probably right. 610-632-0975. Let's keep it going on the phones with the amnesty, with the best invention in the last 30 years. Zoom has been great. We just got on the phones as well from, who said that? Brian in Plymouth Meeting said the original iPod. Our last caller, Sean, also agreed with me about the streaming. Tyler went with the online gaming and online food ordering. It's been fantastic. Let's keep it going on the phones. Will in Brookhaven, thanks for hanging on. Will, you're on The Fanatic.
Hey, what's up, Devon?
Will, what's going on?
Nothing, man. I would try to amnesty horses if I could, but I would try to trade them before I would.
Can you turn that down in the back a little bit?
I'm actually at the gas station, sorry.
Oh, that's all good. No problem.
Yeah. I don't know if you remember, I think Sacramento wanted Horford at one point. I would try to get into that trade for Horford
People were talking about that one with Buddy Hield, is what you're saying?
Yeah, Buddy Hield, yeah.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I mean, listen, it's out there a lot, so there may be legs to it, but I just don't know how true it is, because my only thing is, why would Sacramento want to do that?
But didn't they want him during the free agency at one point?
Yeah.
Yeah,
and the numbers seemed to be right around the same, but then you see him with the 60 games with the 76ers, and you say, all right, I want to commit that? Not that it can't work, because as Brian pointed out early when he called in, he still has stuff, but is it just right for this system?
Right.
Is he a backup only now? And do you care about that money being incorporated with a backup player for this basketball team? So will Sacramento look at it and say, we can use him as our starting five? We can have him next to a young guy like Barnes. Bagley, help him grow. Yeah. You know, all that type of stuff. It could work. We'll see. It would be great for the Sixers if they could get healed, but I just don't know where that would go.
Right. And can I put my invention?
Yeah, your invention. Last 30, especially 30 right years, now during this quarantine as well.
Yeah. I would say call ID.
That's great. You can get the call ID and be like, oh, yeah, I don't want to talk to them right now.
Yeah. You look at this number and like, man, I don't like to get the phone talking.
Not right now.
I'll call them back later.
Exactly.
Next day.
Yeah, exactly. Or I might forget altogether and not call them back at all.
Catch them
the next time.
You might have some family members, I hate to say it, but some family members you may not want to pick up the phone for.
Oh, man, no question about it. Will, be safe out there, man. Have a great weekend.
You too.
You got it. 610-632-0975. What do you think of that, Ty?
Caller ID is great, man. Especially, I love the scam calls at this point.
Yeah.
Because either it will come up scam likely, which is just unbelievable at
They're
this point.
Best.
Or, you know, you get a call from like middle of nowhere, Nebraska.
Yep.
You're like, yeah, I don't know. I don't even know anybody that knows anybody out there.
I'm trying to think of the one that I get a lot. I think it's like Kansas City. I'm like, no, I know someone from Kansas City, but they're locked in my phone under a name. That's not them. No. Uh-uh. No. Call ID is great. 610-632-0975. Jeff and Camden next on The Fanatic. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, what's going on, Devon? How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm all right. So I just wanted to talk football. Ever since I... hit the Madden controls with the Sega Genesis, and even before that with the Tecmo with the Nintendo. Super NES play action football, or just throwing the ball outside. Football has always been a game of inches. You know, get to the next step, advance, strategy, and see who the better team is. That's always been football, in my opinion. Now, I really want to get football back, but I'm starving for football. Like Bart said, I can't wait. And, man, I just can't wait for football, Devon. I don't have a lot to say. I cannot wait for football. I don't care who's playing. I'm watching the first game. I can't wait, man.
I get that, man. And we're all there. And it's football for you. It's hockey for others. Baseball certainly should be in play right now. The NBA would be in their Eastern Conference Finals at this moment. The NHL playoffs would be in their NHL Stanley Cup playoffs. The finals are upcoming. And that's where a lot of people are. It's just like you are, Jeff. And hopefully whenever any of these sports do return, man, everyone is, you know, it's safe. It's the right thing to do. That's all we ask.
I took some swings the other day. I took the baseball bat outside, the Louisville Slugger, took a few swings. But yeah. I went to neighbors to call the police. On the, I had a plate and I was, knocking down tree branches, you know, trying to boom some home runs. Yeah, I was just bored. So I'm going to try to find a way to get over my boredom and, we'll talk again, I hope.
We'll get there soon. Do you have an invention for us while you're here?
Sure, condoms.
Longer than 30 years, but you know what I'm saying? Jeff, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. 610-632-0975. Well, yeah, we all want football back, man, and we'll get there, Jeff. Don't worry, we'll get there sooner rather than later, man. We'll get there at some point and get this thing going. But just we hope it's the right thing, it's safe for everyone. That's the most important thing for the players, for everyone involved, because fans, they'll be starting to drip in a little bit at some point. How soon? Lance in Arizona. What's up, Lance? Yo, Lance.
Hey.
What's going on?
You guys hear me?
Yeah, got you.
Not much. Okay, so with the amnesty thing, it's going to be, if they're going to amnesty anybody, it's going to be Horford, because his contract and his age, it makes the most sense. But the issue is, even if you amnesty him, I'm trying to trade him first, like the last caller said. I don't think anybody's going to take him, so you're going to have to do that. But the problem is, you don't get that cap space back. You're just getting yourself out of the luxury tax that you were going to be in. So you just wasted your cap space that you had to make one big move before Ben Simmons' contract hit. And now you're stuck with Embiid, Harris, and Simmons, and you don't have anybody to fill the slot when you should have really, realistically, this is, if they amnesty him, it's going to come back to, they should have just signed Jimmy Butler, and they could have traded Jimmy Butler at some point in time because somebody would have wanted him. If it didn't work out. With him, it doesn't. That's the point where it's going to hurt the Sixers, because I don't know how they add anybody good enough to make that team go even better than what they need to get to.
Yeah, and that's what Brian pointed out earlier, Brian Plymouth meeting. He was talking about that with the salary cap, as we talk about everything and how it'll affect everything with the team and what it could mean, what you should have done. And we all, look, most of us say you should have brought Jimmy Butler back. But then some others obviously understood what was going on and why they did it. And maybe it was also a fit problem with Ben Simmons because they both need the ball in their hands, so on and so forth. But, yeah, man, it's just an interesting thing that the NBA is possibly talking about what it could mean for the rest of the league. And certainly, Lance, what it could mean for Sixers, Horford, Harris, anybody.
I think you're going to get the same thing, depending on if the NFL gets fans, depending on what time of the year they start and how this goes. I think they're going to have an amnesty one, too, starting next year, because their cap, Adam Schefter was talking about it, it might go down $30-$50 million. The Eagles are already over $50 million. Now, to restructure those guys, it's not as hard as it looks, because when you look at it, like, some of them are obvious it's going to happen, and it's going to make them be under the cap. But I still think if they go down $30 million, you're going to have to institute an amnesty so some teams can get under that point and still have some money to work with to build the team for 2021. So I think the NFL is having that same problem that's going to hit. The only one I think that won't really have that problem, probably the NHL, because I don't think the NHL, they structure their cap, in my opinion, better than a lot of the other ones. They make it so you can't like, I just don't think they're going to have as big of a problem as the other bigger leagues, just comparatively.
Got you, man. But, listen, you got to go ahead.
A good invention. Yes. I was going to say two, but the one that I really want to go with is like NBA League Pass or the Sunday ticket and all that. Yeah. Because if you live out of state, you never had that. But my other one was going to be fantasy football or fantasy sports, because that got huge and you got into like learning about other teams just based off having players on other teams.
Yep, absolutely. Lance, great stuff as always, man. We'll talk to you. Have a great weekend.
You too, man.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it. Lance, good ones right there. League Pass Fantasy Sports. 610-632-0975. Tyler Zuli, Devon Givens. We're talking about the amnesty possibilities. It's being discussed. It's thrown out there. Bobby Marks wrote a story about it on ESPN.com. What is it? The ESPN Plus or something like that? The Insider. Sorry. Go with the Insider. And just talking about the amnesty and what it could mean for the NBA. 610-632-0975. And best invention last 30 years. Talking about it because of the quarantine. Good stuff. Zoom. All of those things right here on The Fanatic.
Give me that phone. Devon Givens. On 97.5. The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com. Your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Fanatic.
.746 here on The Fanatic. Yes, start of Memorial Day weekend. Haven't experienced one like this. You always say be careful when you go down to the shore, all that, because of driving and what could happen on the beach, the water, the whole deal. It's a different meaning now when we say be careful. Have your masks. Stay far apart. Be careful in general. Just everybody be careful, please. 610-632-0975. Let's keep this stuff rolling. A lot of good stuff out here on the phones. Even on we got a 20-plus. I have a bunch of stuff on Twitter we need to get to. So we'll get to that. We'll get an update from Tyler on the poll in regards to the amnesty with one player from each pro team here in Philadelphia. And in the 8 o'clock hour, we'll also introduce another topic NBA wise. We'll keep the NBA theme going for a little bit longer in the 8 o'clock hour. 610-632-0975. Pat Bluebell next on The Fanatic. How you doing, Pat?
I'm good. I think I'm like everyone. Hey, we want some warm weather, sunshine, no
yes.
rain, and a little bit of sports wouldn't hurt. Hey, you know what I mean?
Wouldn't hurt at all. Wouldn't hurt.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. I really enjoy watching sports on the beach. Now, I caught, unfortunately, the Detroit Eagles game last summer right there on the beach in Atlantic City. Close enough where I could watch the game
at
the local bar, but still be on the beach and extend the summer into the end of September. It's a beautiful thing. Let me tell you. And one of the things that's funny is all of a sudden I'm watching a lot of this MMA. Boy, these guys are vicious.
Oh, are you in on that, huh?
Oh, you know, you can't help it. You're skipping around. You know, I'm working from home like everyone else. And, you know, once in a while you have to take a break. And,
yeah.
And these guys kick the you-know-what out of each other.
They go at it.
Oh, my God. It's like barroom brawls. And I heard you guys talking about, you know, these MMA guys against guys like Muhammad Ali and how they would stand up. I think Ali, if it was, I forget who it was, but on your station said, well, you know, Muhammad Ali in the boxing realm, it would be fair if they did, okay, just boxing and then MMA. And I think if it was just boxing, Ali would just destroy these guys.
Well, I guess it's similar to what they had with the, you know, with Conor McGregor and Floyd Mayweather with all that stuff. So,
yeah, I mean, it's apples and apples or oranges, but it would be interesting, but you want fair and live competition. When's it going to start is the big question. I think everyone wonders, and I think everyone also agrees that let's just try to do it safely so nobody, we don't
That's
have
my
any,
thing. That's my thing. Yeah. We have some updates that I'll give in the next hour as well for the NBA, but that's the thing, man. It's just simply, Pat, about being safe.
Yeah, I agree. And,
No fans to start. That's okay. We can gradually get back to that.
And I think I've talked to you in the past. There was a time, and I also want to talk about the invention. There was a time where the NFL broadcast a game. Now, it's not the same thing. With no announcers. They just did it live with the crowd noise.
When
no
was
announcers.
This?
It was only one game. And this was right after they
came out. Oh, yeah. I remember that.
Yeah, they came out with that thing behind the players elevated in the air on a string.
And I want to say baseball did that recently, if I'm not, I don't know, Tyler.
One of my inventions, and please don't laugh. I was divorced and I wasn't dating. I thought, I dated when I was 20. What's the difference when you're dating when you're 45? Well, there's a big difference. All right.
So okay.
They have these
online dating
online dating services.
Oh yeah.
Let me tell you something. I met somebody very nice about 5-6 years ago. We're happy as you know what. So I haven't gone back on it. But when it was when I used it. This was like the greatest thing, sliced bread. I mean,
please be careful.
I'm completely careful. I won't say anything on you. But it was just, if I would recommend, I don't know what it's like today, but I would recommend that to any single guy or girl because it you qualify the prospect way up front.
Well, listen, it is a great invention for a lot. I know people who have done it and it has been successful. Pat, and thanks for the call, man. Have a great weekend. Sorry about that. Online dating. Okay. It wasn't available before, right? If you remember when you start watching The Social Network and how all that stuff happened where he and the girl broke up, at least based on, I don't know how Mark Zuckerberg really did everything, but he was rejected. He and the girl broke up. He goes back and starts Facebook because he wants to just put it out there about dating on campus and what was it like rating females and males or something like that or whatever it was. Social Network is a good movie, but I don't remember everything about it. But that being said, online dating, there's nothing wrong with that. I haven't done it, but I know people who have and have been successful. I know people who have been unsuccessful, but it's a different way to go about things.
I think a lot of times you get what you put into it.
Yeah.
If you're serious, you get something serious out of it.
Yeah. Yep. So there you go, man. 610-632-0975. Chuck, Charles in the Northeast. What's going on, Charles?
Hey, Dylan, Devon, happy Memorial Day to you and Tyler.
Same to you, man. Thank you.
Devon, I'm going to get into the end about the Sixers' chances in these playoffs, which I think, upcoming playoffs, which I feel are good. But let me say this about this amnesty thing. Obviously, it's Al Horford if we're going to amnesty somebody. Now, if we do amnesty somebody, is that slot open to pick up another player or no? I'm not sure the details of
that. Well, yeah, I mean, like, again, when we talk about Elton Brand and what he did, it's not a lot of money. You don't get a lot of space. But if you do, I mean, just for example, the Sixers brought in Nick Young, 1-year deal at that time.
Yeah, okay.
And re-signed Spencer Hall. Yeah. So
that'd be fun. I mean, to me, Horford's a bad fit on this team. And listen, Brand hasn't done a great job, Devon, but people get on about like Tobias Harris. People get on Tobias Harris. Listen, Tobias Harris, I think, is a good player for this team. It's just he got overpaid. All free agents get overpaid. Unfortunately, like a lot of people wanted Jimmy Butler in this town. Listen, I wouldn't have minded Jimmy, even though I think people overblow that, Devon. Listen, Jimmy's a really good player. But the fact of the matter is, Jimmy's MO is the same. He's on a team. They don't win. He leaves. It's everybody else's fault, and it's not his fault. He never has any blame. But nobody wants to win more than Jimmy, but it's never Jimmy's fault. It's always everybody else's fault. Understand that.
I was willing to see where it went with the new contract.
I understand.
They lack with the shot creation outside of Ben Simmons and maybe even Shake Milton now. But lacking that type of stuff and just having that dog mentality that he had. I was interested to see where that went.
Me too, but it didn't happen. But my thing is that I still think the Bias can be a good player here, but still, you got two trade pieces, Devon. You got two trade pieces in Tobias and Josh Richardson, who we could use after this season's over. And I still think the Sixers are in good shape, because here's the thing. I think they could surprise in these NBA playoffs coming up, and here's why. You got a healthy Ben Simmons. The Sixers throw out in this Eastern Conference. They're going to have the two best players on the floor. Nobody can match the Sixers, too. You look at any, nobody can match him beating Simmons as a twosome. Milwaukee, they can't do it. Toronto can't do it. Boston can't do it, and Miami can't do it. Now, that doesn't guarantee the Sixers are going to beat all those teams. And people say, Devon, well, the Sixers have a home court advantage. They're not going to have that anymore. Remember, they're not going to have a home court disadvantage either. That's another thing I think people aren't thinking of. And let me say one final thing, Devon, about Embiid and Simmons.
You mean because it's a neutral site?
Exactly. People going to the Sixers aren't going to have the home court advantage, but they're not going to have a home court road disadvantage either. But let me say this final thing, Devon. So I think the Sixers have a good shot to surprise people, but let me say this final thing about Embiid and Simmons. And Devon, I listen to a lot of sports talk radio callers, you know that. But I get a little tired of callers and hosts attacking Embiid and Simmons' character. Listen, you want to get on Simmons for not having a jump shot? Go ahead. Even though Ben does, everything else, great. You want to get on Embiid at times because at times maybe his work ethic ain't great? That's fine. But Devon, we do this a lot in this town. We, Philly sports fans malign players' character. And well, what? They malign their character when they don't like them and they don't think they're going to win. How many people have I heard on this station want to trade Embiid or Simmons? It's ridiculous. You don't trade Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons. You build around them. That they're two pieces you can win a world championship with. Mm-hmm. And I think, Devon, it's been the history of Philly sports ever since I started following it when I was 7 years old. Fans and the media always want to knock top players. But what annoys me is, fine, if you got flaws in their game, knock flaws in their game. But don't knock their character. I get tired of people saying, Ben Simmons is cocky. Joel Embiid is lazy. That's just wrong. They don't know these guys. So I think it's wrong to knock the guy's character. And I think a lot of people got to check themselves when they do that.
No, I hear you. An invention quickly on your way out?
In the modern era?
Last 30.
Could it be anything? TV, anything?
Anything.
I guess it's probably been mentioned already, but I guess the red zone is a great one.
Yeah, and someone brought it up as like the league pass and all that stuff, but the red zone, Chuck, that's a great one. Thanks for the call, man. Have a great weekend. Be safe out there. 610-632-0975. We'll keep it going on the other side. We'll introduce the other basketball topic with another Philadelphia 76er that we have to mention. Chuck just mentioned his name, but we'll bring it up on the other side and let people know what we're talking about. 610-632-0975. That is Tyler Zuli. I'm Devon Givens right here on The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.